You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
This is an odd thing to say as someone who has lived in South Florida most of his life, almost all of his life. I don't feel 100% confident getting on and off of boats ever, physically getting on and off of boats. And I just wanted to ask the group here and put it on the poll, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Do you feel 100% confident getting on and off of boats? We'll get to some video in a moment that will explain why it is your grandma should not feel comfortable about those things all the time. And you should be very careful if your grandfather or grandmother is getting on or off a boat. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you, because we spend so much time around here dissecting how it is that referees have blown this call and that call. And hockey is a full-fledged insanity. It's wonderful. A division leader, again last night, came back from three goals down in the third period, and the overtime goal went off someone's face. But I ask you, as I play this video right here, this referee admission, do you guys believe that we can just, going forward, have this referee's admission out in public in front of people on call has been blown in a game? Can it just be this?
Do you guys feel like get out of the way a little bit?
Which side?
Either, just like if we right. curl up, you know, okay. like this twice.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to see out of my way. You guys are fast and I'm slow.
Yeah.
So the referee just admitting, I'm trying my best out here, but you guys are fast and I'm slow. Does that explain everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like in general.
Can we stop arguing about it after every time a call is missed? Because unless you're going to put the fast guys out there to skate around or run around out there and be as fast as the athletes, I'm guessing that all of these sports are harder than ever to referee correctly, especially since all the players are looking in all the crevices for all the cheating advantages.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the ridiculous part is, man, like, especially in hockey, just to see it, you could be just as fast and be neck and neck with them. Are you seeing what's happening? And so typically the people who see things happening are the people who have seen zillions and zillions of possessions. And so at some point it becomes kind of like, you know what to look for. Well, you know what kind of people have seen zillions and zillions of possessions? People who are older and who can't skate that fast. And so it's kind of like, what do you want? Do you want me to be able to discern very well, or do you want me to be really athletic?
You can't have both. I think, and I don't know if people are doing any of the math on this, but I do think that it's a perfectly reasonable explanation for, and just reasonable, for why it is calls get missed. I'm doing my best. You're fast. I'm not as fast.
The other part about that is a lot of it is game management and game flow. I mean, they purposely let things go sometimes, and then they call the random penalty like a hook or something like that.
They could also pull a Jake Tapper and just be like, look, I was up late last night. I had a long night. You know, not every day is easy for people.
I also like the idea that, whoa, wow. Bless you.
She is a tremendous sneezer. She's our finest.
She's a violent sneezer.
Do not.
Holy shit.
Do not. I just like that someone just said it, called it out. The ref, as someone whose job is to call things, he called it like it was. He was like, you guys are fast. I'm slow. I feel like more people should just admit that. Be like, look, I'm doing my best here. This is technically my job, but not as good at some things as you are.
Don't tell that to Rudy Gobert. No, right. There must be some sort of conspiracy going on.
I believe you're allowed to do a French accent.
Of course.
Jess, was the first sound that you made on the show the giant sneeze?
Yeah.
Well, that was the first announcement that the people listening on audio had that you were present, was just the echoing sneeze from the corner
of the room. I'm a violent sneezer.
I believe that's accurate.
Wow. That, of course, is the fake Dusty Rhodes talking about how he had thrown out his back one time while sneezing.
I'm a violent sneezer.
That is in the Wayback File.
I'm a violent sneezer.
Whoa. That's the soccer, the former bald soccer analyst for ESPN. Where? Yeah, he hasn't been on the air in a while. Now someone's going to tell me something I don't want to hear. Oh, so this is when I knew for the first time that our show was popular with young people, when at a nightclub somewhere it broke out, an entire dance floor bobbing up and down, singing the song, I'm a violent sneezer.
I'm a violent sneezer.
I believe, Jessica, that is because Goose Gossage once threw out his back while sneezing. You sneeze loud and violently enough to throw out your back in older age.
Lehman did that a few weeks ago. And then for the subsequent weeks, every time he sneezed, he'd have to get down on one knee.
Like Tebow?
Like Tebow!
That is him not feeling his most attractive when he's at...
Wait. I'm picturing this like he down on one, yeah. Like...
Like Atlas. Exactly. Like the thinker. But it's not. It's instead of thinking he's just unbelievably weak and facing his own old age. Like, because he's a young man. That's too young for him to be, for that to be happening that soon, yeah. In his life. That's an old person ailment, throwing out your back while sneezing.
We're getting older, Dan. I had the hiccups last night so violently that I thought I was going to crack a rib. So...
Put it on the poll, please, Juju. Have you ever had the hiccups so violently that you thought you were going to crack a rib? And also put on the poll, is throwing out your back while sneezing the exclusive domain of old people? Let's look at this video. I mean, have you seen the video of this older woman trying to get on a boat? And can you guys answer my question? Chris Cody, you get on and off of boats quite frequently. Do you do so 100% confidently for you and the people around you? Because sometimes that space could be a little bigger between the boat and the dock than I'm comfortable with.
I consider myself to have good balance, so I am good at getting on boats. I love when someone's there to help me. I love a good helping hand, someone reaching across. Like, I'm not above that. If someone reaches their hand out, I'm going to take it.
Put it on the poll. Do you need,
oh, this poor lady.
Do you need a helping hand when getting on a boat?
Yes. She had a helping hand here.
Yes, grandma.
That guy doing nothing.
No, the helping hand failed. I mean, that guy, come on. Oh, my God.
Lady, hold on. What is she doing?
I mean, that is...
There's no.
I think she thought there was a step. There was,
yeah, no, she did not see there was a gap. That's not the...
It really is a terrible step by her. I want to blame the helping hand here, but it's hard.
You got to extend a little bit. You can't just... She hopped 2 feet like a jump shot.
That is how you would dive in if you were trying to dive in feet first in an Olympic competition where you were trying not to make a splash in the water. She did not make an attempt at getting on that boat. She just went straight into the water. And
you know how I know it's real? Because the camera person doesn't stay with it.
Splash.
You want to know what the trick is to stage videos versus non-stage? Stage videos, the camera guy's ready and watching and waiting, and even after the fact, is like still watching. Real videos, like, ah! You see that? Camera go everywhere.
See, it's the help. The camera person is like, I'll help, I'm here.
Yep.
Someone pointed this out to me yesterday. Do you think those two guys caught her before she fell all the way in? Because it looks like
a
little bit of a handle right there.
There's no way, dude. There's no. If they did, her arms are ripped out of her sockets. There's no way grandma's got that kind
just
of...
Just two arms?
No, yeah. Grandma don't have
right
labor.
There. Maybe they were able to catch her before she totally submerged. That little tiny, like, tiny little slit of water in between the boat and the step. What, I mean, there, what happens if you're down
Jessica,
there? You're gone.
It I doesn't feel, have I labrums feel, like that. That's not the labrums of someone who can get caught and
get
pulled back up. That's done.
It's horrifying.
How do you get someone out of that little tiny thing of water?
It's she's gonna get squished.
Plus, okay, her skin is probably real leathery. It's,
wait a minute. I don't think why is her skin probably real leathery?
She's a grandma.
Grandma's skin isn't always leathery. Put it on the poll, please, Juju at Lebatard Show. Is grandma's skin always leathery? Also, I'm with Charlotte on this. This is truly horrifying, and it's horrifying for a number of people. I know it's worse for grandma, depending on how her swimming is, how dangerous it is that the water is, the boat going back and forth, how much barnacles, how many barnacles we're talking about here, and what that water is all around there.
As a resident boat expert, I would just like to say there are a lot of barnacles. On the bottoms of docks. People don't think about this. I think the thing that I'm probably best at in this world is getting on and off of boats.
Wow.
Like, we should do a test. Someone get me a boat, and I will show you that I'm very good. Even in my old age, when I crack ribs with hiccups. Can you get me a boat?
Yeah.
Great.
Get Izzy's boat. She's an aeronautical expert. I don't know if you know this, Dan. Do you know this about Charlotte?
I do not.
She's like, I'm not making a joke here. She teaches sailing. Or she taught sailing?
I did, yeah.
Taught in the past. Yeah.
And I crewed on boats. And I gave tours, actually, on boats and sort of made up some facts every once in a while. As we were on the Sunset Cruise and I was passing out cheese, I was like, you see that island? And they'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, trees have never been cut down on it. And I don't know if that's true or not.
This is a resource. Use her.
If I were typecasting for a movie, I would have her as perhaps a marine biologist in Jurassic Park.
God damn it, Dan.
Perhaps I'd put her there. I want, Sullivan, can you please find for me, and I'm afraid to ask this question.
Grandma?
Well, I just, not necessarily grandma, anyone involved with this situation, because there's a series of horror. If you're watching grandma, that's horrific. If you're in charge of making sure that doesn't happen to grandma, because you're one of the holders of hands on the way to boats, that's horrific. I believe that Lucy would argue on behalf of this is the reason that we need to, if we must, allow China to keep TikTok so that we can just keep getting these videos.
First, I just want to say they probably would not have posted the video if Grandma didn't make it out okay.
Well.
You don't know that for sure.
That's my assumption.
You assume that, but there are, go ahead and just do a quick search of the internet of how many people have died in the last year trying to get a photo for the gram. Just
sweet, innocent Lucy.
As someone who almost died trying to make a TikTok video once, I didn't die and I posted it. And if I would have died, I would have said, hey, let's not post it. Let's not do the Dan Campbell coffee challenge.
Did you almost die?
Dan Campbell coffee challenge. Girl, bad news. Do not do it.
We have now covered this story three or four times with Lucy.
Just as every traumatic time as the first one.
I'm being told we have photo evidence that the person on the left of the lady did not catch her. There's no proof that the guy on the right didn't hold on to her arm, but the guy on the left for sure did.
Andrew Schultz is up empty-handed.
Okay, bad job there. God, oh man, I can't even imagine how horrifying that is for grandma specifically, and I hope she can swim, and I hope someone can jump in after her, because you don't want to jump in that space between a boat and a dock.
Oh, the hand holders definitely jump in. If they let her go,
No, you got a ring. You got one of those boat rings, you lower it down, you hook her in, because someone else getting in is often not the answer. Common misconception. As evidence in Anyone But You, when Glenn Powell jumps in after Sydney Sweeney and can't do anything to help her. Thank you.
Nautical expert Charlotte Wilder.
I can get you a boat. I know a boat right there.
Oh, right there. That.
So you think we can do this today to just show off how well Charlotte gets on and off
100%.
Of a boat? None of you answered my question. Are all of you less like me? You're all more confident than I am just jumping on and off a boat?
I'm good getting on a boat.
I can barely get into my car without hitting my head on the thing, so I don't really feel confident in this.
I don't have as much boat experience as apparently all of you do. Everyone's like, yeah, all the time. I've been on I don't know how many boats I've been on in my life. But I will say this. Every time I board a plane, I'm always worried.
I hate that step.
My phone falling in that crack in between the jetway and the actual plane.
I hate the jetway. I think I told Jess this when we were boarding
Chris
a plane.
Yeah, Chris put a new fear into my head on the way to Vegas.
When you're like in that last 3 or 4 feet before you step onto the plane, I always feel like we're going to go down.
Oh, no.
Like it's just because it's always moving a little bit. There's always a little movement.
Yeah, that's how you know.
There's a slight gap. The gap's obviously not that big, but it's just, I just hate that part.
The jetway's how you know the journey's about to begin, Chris. That energizes me.
I'll hang back by that door with the stairway that walks down. I'll hang back by that door until I can get all the way up.
Nah.
I don't want to take every step.
How's your day? Okay, fell off the jetway again.
Don't worry,
Boeing doesn't make those.
Will you guys, I want to talk about the whistleblower at Boeing in a second, but will you guys walk, all of you walk on a sewer grate in New York without question?
Didn't love that either.
Yeah, but like it's not the best.
No,
my daughter's like jumping on them. I'm like, Grayson, get away.
And it has that subway fume waft up. Oh,
the steam.
Oh, New York, how I miss you so.
Put it on the poll, Juju, at Levitard Show. Will you walk on New York sewer grates without any problems whatsoever? When you talk about the thin space, I'm remembering something from college that was a horrifying inconvenience here. It is not a physical problem.
AM radio? See, because he's old, and I was trying to go for
something. Yeah, I got it. Okay. I mean, thanks.
Yeah. Because you're old. No, come on. Come on. That was a good one.
I had a single key on me to my home, the only key I had that I dropped, and I saw it in slow motion bounce through the slit between the elevator on the floor on the floor of the elevator, and I just saw it fall right through the crack. Like it had to fall perfectly in order to get through there, and then it took hours for me to get both the key and someone to come help me get into the elevator.
Was it a skeleton key?
It was the only key I had. It was not a skeleton key. Oh, no,
because you're old.
Did you get it? No.
It was an ornate. It's something that would open up a castle. It was a big gold key.
Really?
No.
Oh. I assumed you had some sort of face recognition way to open your door or something.
In
some
college?
No. I'm just saying. You know, Dan.
Now, yeah.
Use his eye.
Joe Johnson had one of those for his sneaker closet in Atlanta.
I once locked myself out of my apartment 3 times in 1 week.
That's almost not surprising at all.
Do you remember that? It was twice in 1 day when I moved in and then twice that same week. And the locksmith, the last time he showed up, he just looks at me and he goes, Charlotte. And I was like, that's reserved for like my dad. The locksmith should know me well enough to say my name in that tone of voice.
You kept having to pay $100 for the locksmith.
You're like, man, I hope it's another locksmith this time. Yeah. I hope it's not the same one.
Yeah, I put that guy's kids through college.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Levitard.
Amino Hassan.
Stugatz.
Yeah, amino acid.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Can you guys get for me, please, the video? I want to ask you, Amin, I have said for a while now, and I root for this on nobody, right? But I just remember when I was at on South Beach, I remember one time the crowd of people trying to get space at a pool party, and Floyd Mayweather walks in with his people. His people have backpacks filled with cash, and one of them gave over $10,000 so that Floyd Mayweather could have exactly the pool space that he wanted, because Floyd Mayweather can buy his way into just about every circumstance. And since seeing that, I'm like, there aren't many people who can make that much money all their life that if that's the way that they're spending it at every turn, they'll never run out of money. I don't wish this for Floyd Mayweather, mm-hmm. but here's Floyd Mayweather. He's been doing this for 25 years. He's one of the most giant earners in the history of athleticism, and he reportedly spent $7 million at the Gucci store this week. And I ask you, is this something, I mean, that a lot of people are still doing? I know, is Floyd 50 yet? Is this?
Yes.
Because this is something that I imagine I can see in the 20s and the 30s, but at some point you outgrow this, do you not? The need to show everybody that you're spending $7 million in the Gucci store.
See, your mind went to how much before he runs out of money or whatever. My mind goes to how incredibly lonely is this guy? Like, he's got all this money. He says, I want to go to a pool, but I want to go to a pool where people are at. I don't want to go to my own private pool because I'm rich. I got 7 pools, 18 pools, average pools. I want a pool where other people are there because I'm lonely and I don't have friends. Right? Like, not real friends. Not friends that are just here because they love me, Floyd, not Floyd Mayweather Jr., not Money Mayweather.
I don't make all of those leaps.
No, I make all the leaps.
But I do know LeBron, this is said of LeBron that he doesn't like to be alone. There are a lot of people who just physically don't like to be alone very often.
But I think the difference is LeBron seems to have genuine friends that he has around, and they have their own little friend trips and friend excursions.
You feel like you can make that assessment with accuracy on Floyd Mayweather without knowing whether his friends are real friends or not? It seems like quite the leap to make out of the Gucci store.
That's crazy amount. Not the Gucci store, the part about the pool. That's like, to me, screams loneliness. The Gucci store is just kind of gravy on this.
I have a hot take. I feel like it's actually probably easier to spend $7 million at a Gucci store than one might think.
Oh, I think it's probably very easy.
I think I could do it if someone wants to give me a check. Oh, I was just talking. Oh, yeah. No.
I could do it, though.
Yeah, I just think, you know.
We should do the spend $7 million at the Gucci store challenge.
Yeah.
Dan. Oh, we could get that cracking on TikTok.
Who would sponsor that, Gucci?
Dan.
Yeah. Where's he going to keep those large bags? Because whenever I shop at an expensive store, I don't want to throw away the bags. Oh, yeah. And those bags are ridiculously large.
There's a little crevice in my apartment between, you know, like a cabinet and
like
another
the boat
cabinet.
Crevice.
Yeah, the boat crevice where I just put them.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Does Floyd Mayweather have a storage facility for just his giant Gucci bags? Let's play for the audience the most famous spending spree in celebrity that I've ever seen. I believe this was on 2020. Is this Martin Bashir doing the interview? It's mm-hmm. Michael Jackson in Las Vegas just wandering through those stores, incidentally. I have never and will never buy anything at any of the stores that are in Vegas that are there only if you've won at gambling and they're trying to lure you in to buy some sort of golden orb. How much money does Michael Jackson spend in these couple of minutes just wandering through a Vegas gift shop?
About this one.
About midnight.
This one. About this table.
For the people listening, it looks like the most obnoxious store you've ever been
set.
In.
Isn't it beautiful, this set?
Your chess set in your library is...
No, this one's bigger.
This one's bigger. Wow. Oh, it's sold, look.
About this one, right?
Uh-huh. Is this yours?
Yeah, that's the sold sign, meaning it's for me.
Okay, how much is that one?
Did we ever get this one, these ones?
It's only 89,000.
No.
Can you put that on the list?
Of course.
Get your pin just so you can mark and not forget.
I'm getting the list now.
Did we get those?
I don't believe
you. I like those. Okay. Why don't we order those?
Right.
I like those.
Have you got enough space for all of this,
yeah,
Michael?
I do.
You've got space?
Yeah.
But in the house in Neverland, or?
No, this would be for another house.
Oh, for another one?
Yeah. We bought these, right?
Uh-huh.
And these?
Yes.
And
you, you like your urns, don't you?
Yeah.
And go ahead and fade that down. The salesperson there getting a commission on it is rubbing his hands together the way an evil villain would in a cartoon.
He really is.
He's rubbing his hands together the entire time because he can't believe that Michael Jackson is spending $6 million in his store. That guy, speaking of lonely, has been alone for the last 9 hours because everyone sees his gold orbs and says, I'm not spending $100,000 on that. And then the client of his life walks in and spends $6 million in less than 90 seconds.
If I walk into that store, I do about a 20-second lap, and I'm like, all right, I'm leaving here.
I like the idea, first of all, that this guy was like probably 2 weeks away from the mortgage, the second mortgage going under. We're going to lose the house, baby. I'm sorry. And then Michael Jackson walks in. He's like, oh, my God, it's actually happening, right? Number two, Michael Jackson, famously not a lonely person, right? So there you go.
guys, just go ahead and run that as B-roll without the sound just behind us so that people can see again how often this salesperson is rubbing his hands together because he knows good and well that he is getting a monster commission off of that.
Like a Scooby-Doo villain. Like he's not stopping the whole time. He's just like, yes.
Well, what is the commission on something like that? If it's 5%, all of a sudden you're looking at, what, $300,000 that person is making?
Easily. Save the house, bro. He saved the house, man.
You know what's fascinating to me about this clip is it's Martin Bashir, who, speaking of the royal family, was the one who did that interview of Diana by gaining her trust, and then her family said manipulating her into saying all of these things on the, was it Panorama? Panorama?
I don't have the specifics on that. I do believe that that interview has haunted Bashir, right? Because he is thought of as actually having wronged the royal family after gaining Diana's trust, correct?
Yeah, and look at Kate. We see what happens when someone thinks they've, well, we don't know that they've wronged her.
They get cloned.
Okay, go sit in the penalty box, Charlotte.
Oh. Me?
You took it too far.
Sorry.
You got to go sit in the penalty box. Okay. You can't peter out like that. You got to either.
I apologize.
Not good enough. You can go sit. You know what? That's how we have to avert penalties in hockey now. Just somebody high sticking. I'm sorry.
Sorry for making you bleed.
Yes, I'm sorry I slashed you across the face and left 27 stitches. Get out! Get out! Don't wander around here!
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time! The Roast of Tom Brady! A Netflix live event happening May 5th! Hosted by Kevin Hart! The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game! Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady! Live! Only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
Again, started on the breakfast flan.
Oh, man. I've been singing a song to myself all morning long. Breakfast flan. Da-na-na-na.
Stugatz.
Have you never heard the breakfast flan song?
No, hit me with it.
Okay. I wish I had some breakfast flan. Breakfast flan. Where can I find a breakfast like that?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
The amount of money that Michael Jackson has spent, well, spent in his life, was crazy. He spent $500 million on his amusement park. He spent $75,000 for a perfume that was licensed as the ultimate symbol of indulgence. He bought the Gone with the Wind Oscar that belonged to David Selznick for $1.5 million. Just, he's got a lot of money, huh?
Yeah, well, he did. He had a lot of money. He spent a lot of money. Amin and I continued to talk during the break. Amin is insistent that you can make certain extrapolations from a short video. I don't know why you would be insistent that you know that Floyd is lonely.
Well, I mean, I would say this. First of all, the extrapolation is not just from the video. It's from a preponderance of evidence from this guy, the way he lives his life, that it does not strike me as someone who has a lot of close personal friends that they enjoy their company with.
The way he lives his life publicly.
Publicly, yeah. It just, the idea that, you know, in order to say, I want to go to a what I would call a public pool, not like the public pool, the city pool, but like the pool at some fancy resort.
That would be amazing if Floyd Mayweather was going to the city public pool and getting $10,000 out for to have a seat at the public pool.
Then I'd call it quirky. But the idea of going somewhere cool, right, and then having the financial wherewithal to, like, I can pay to create my own VIP section, right? To have those kind of finances would indicate that you probably have enough money to have your own pool somewhere, right? You don't have to come to Hyde or whatever to come swim at the pool. You got your own pool. So the only reason you would do that is because you want to be around people. And the only reason you want to be around people is because the people you're around right now, you don't see them as friends or companions. They're just employees or bootleggers.
Couldn't I flip that around and say what Floyd is doing is showing everyone publicly again and again that he wins, and if you're someone who takes that $7 million spent in a week in a Gucci store and makes all sorts of extrapolations about the loneliness in his life, you are a hater. That he is actually trying to lure all of those people out. One of the reasons he does it is to have everyone react to whatever it is the reaction is when you see someone being that showy, that ostentatious about having money. Especially in these times, I mean, where you are throwing it. I'm of the belief that basically the viral strain running through division in America now that creates angry communities is a rampant, angry loneliness.
Yes.
That creates literal hate. That if I can find a community of people that are as angry and lonely as me, that can't have interaction with others, I will create a social media community that is a fictional thing, that is my connection to the world, and it will be filled with angry, lonely hate. And that is how I will feel slightly less miserable, by joining others who are miserable and trying to make others equally miserable.
One, I totally agree with that. Two, I'm not hating on Floyd. It's the opposite. I actually feel bad for him. I feel bad for the idea that you could have that much money and still feel like, man, I don't have anybody. I have to literally try to buy the affection of people, either with the literal payment of money so that I can be somewhere where people are, or with the exhibition of it to the world. To, like, I'm trying to buy the affection of people on social media. Like, wow, look how cool he is. He paid $10,000 just to reserve his own VIP section of a pool that didn't even have a VIP section. Wow, he spent $7 million at Gucci, whatever. It's like, it's not for him. He's not posting that online for him. He's posting it online for other people to attract them, right? Or to, like you said, pull them out and have me, oh, to hell with that guy. I'm just trying to pay my mortgage.
I think he is doing it for him. In the absence of boxing, he cannot traffic in the thing that has produced the greatest profit in the entirety of his life, which is, attention. How do I get people to hate me and then pay for the right to get me to watch me play defense in boxing and never get knocked out?
I think there's two sides to that coin. One side of the coin that we leap to always is like, oh, hate me now, yeah. But there's another part of that, Dan, that's like, man, like, I do this also because I want people to like me and respect that I'm great at this, or I did this at the highest level. It's not just for the haters. It's also for, like, hey, these are my fans.
But this is a way to me for Floyd Mayweather in retirement to just show his resume to you without saying anything. Look at what I did. Look at how good I was at this. I can't do it anymore, but look how good I was at it, that several years after my retirement, I could spend $7 million in a week at Gucci.
And do you know who needs that fulfillment? Someone who doesn't have people around them providing that to them.
It also could not be that deep.
That's
and
true.
He's no, just I like spending being deep. A lot of money.
I like being deep, bro.
It can also be not loneliness. There can be an insecurity there, or it can just be he likes buying nice things. Yeah. That a lot of us, if we had $7 million disposable, we'd spend
if
it.
If I could afford spending $7 million on, like, cool stuff.
But Charlotte, it's not about the spending. It's about the spectacle of spending. Because if he spent $7 million at Gucci and no one ever knew.
Yeah. Lucy, has your head hit the microphone from boredom? Is that what I just saw happen back there?
This is just a weird conversation we're having. Just a little odd.
I'm sorry again. So deep on a Thursday morning, folks. No, let's talk about Grandma on the water again.
No, we will talk about TikTok. Let's play the video of Nancy Pelosi talking about TikTok so that we can engage Lucy.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Boo!
What she wrote that in her notes app last night and was like, this is going to be really good. This is going to be great. TikTok might be on its final legs. So the House of Representatives voted to ban TikTok. It's going to go to the Senate. Biden said if it passes, he would sign the bill into law.
Final legs in America.
Yes, which means that TikTok has 5 months to sell to an American-based company or someone the U.S. government would approve so that it can stay, you know, active in America. If that doesn't happen in 5 months, it will not be available on the App Store anymore, and it will not be allowed on American devices. This sucks. This sucks really bad for me. I love TikTok. TikTok is the only reason I have this job here. TikTok is a source of income for me and a lot of people. This sucks so bad. And how are we going to get videos of grandma falling into the water? How are we going to get that?
Don't worry, Lucy. We still have Instagram Reels.
That's
which,
right.
To me, is really what the government should be focused on. Because, Dan, I couldn't sleep last night. And I was scrolling on, like, Twitter and TikTok and checking my texts. And I was just bored. I did the crossword. I ran out of apps to play with while I couldn't sleep. So I went on Instagram Reels. And I saw some of the most terrifying shit I've ever seen in my life, including this video, which I saw at 3 a.m. and I watched it again this morning, and I'm still in shock that this is a thing on the internet.
I want to speak to those of you who are lactose intolerant. I have had so many of you asking me, Kathy, would you please do a prayer for lactose intolerance? So in the name of Jesus, I come against lactose intolerance right now in Jesus' name. I speak and decree that your digestive system receives and processes.
And then I saw a video of this woman who only drinks raw milk and eats raw meat. And then I saw another video that was like Billy's Bible Bonkers, but it was like an actual like Bible verse game show thing. And all of this was like the first three things I saw on Instagram Reels. Like, the algorithm is not nearly as good as TikTok. I don't know why I was seeing all of this, and it was so scary.
It's probably from all that raw meat you've been eating.
You're bugging. My Instagram algorithm is on point. I get nothing but banger. Shout out to everyone who gets the DM digest from Amin, just little blasts of different Instagram Reels. My TikTok algorithm is cool too, but here's the issue with TikTok.
Do you just call yourself cool?
No, my algorithm.
But I'm just saying, but your algorithm is like things you like. Like, you're basically, when you say my algorithm, you're saying I'm cool.
No, not really.
You're doing the same thing Floyd Mayweather's doing, except not with $7 million in the Gucci store.
Doing the 7 million views of these reels that I'm sharing. Am I right?
Who are you talking to?
Speaking of the Grammy overboard, Sullivan has said he has located her and texted her. Stand by for further boat department reporting. We'll see if she writes back. And then he said, you can say that on air if you want to.
Now, for fear of losing the room for a second time, do we want to get deep on the TikTok thing or not? Or do we want to just have fun with, like, oh my God, look at that crazy lady.
Deep
that lady
water
was on Instagram Reels.
Okay.
Deep water.
The government needs to intervene with them.
A mean Thursday.
All right, so one of the things that the government has an issue with TikTok is, wow, that was very loud.
Poorly done.
Was there a bug on your microphone or something?
Did you flick the microphone?
He slapped the shit out of it. So among other things, that TikTok suppresses certain topics and then like inflames different ones in order to create a sort of kind of like a little bit of a chaos. The big problem with TikTok is the accusation is that this company that is a Chinese company is not an autonomous regular company. It is, in fact, a tool of the Chinese government. And so one of the things they point to as proof of this is if you see the things that were trending on TikTok, they're all the things that are very divisive issues in America. But if you try to search for things like what's happening to the Uyghurs in China, Hong Kong protests, Tiananmen Square, amazingly, it is very hard to find content like that on TikTok. Is it because people aren't creating that content? No, because we know on Instagram that stuff proliferates. It's because they're doing it on purpose. They're like, oh no, this stuff is uncomfortable for us, so we won't allow it there. And to the point of like, how can we ban TikTok? You can't use Twitter in China. They don't have like stuff, social media stuff that we have that we've developed over there are banned. They have their own versions of that, but we don't do the same thing vice versa.
Right. I think the thing that people find disingenuous about this, though, is that it's our government pretending that they have a vested interest in our data and our privacy, when in reality, all of those things have been for sale by American companies for years. And so people find it fairly cheap that they're trying to go after TikTok and claim that it's because of all these reasons. And that is not the case.
It's not like, hey, our data and our privacy in general. It's specifically a country that has animus against the United States and their ability to A, use the data against us, and B, use it in terms of propaganda and infiltrating the conversations that are happening among the American public.
I think
this is a national defense thing. It's not a data thing.
It can be a national security thing, and it can also be it can be something that you're trying to do that it serves an overall good, but is also for the wrong reasons or dishonest reasons. I believe in general, Americans underestimate the damage that can be done by propaganda. If you come from a place without freedom, you realize what can be done with propaganda. And I think the ship has sailed on all of this stuff. Like, it's all too late on how you regulate any of it. The propaganda has already obviously divided our country. It will only get more divided if you control all of the media sources.
Well, someone tried to hack my Instacart account last night 20 times. So,
wow.
Sorry about that.
Successful?
No.
Yeah, that's right, Chris.
You were bulletproof. You were able to.
Yeah, I woke up to 20 separate emails being like, your Instacart account has been, you know. So I hope someone had a great time at CBS.
Chris, when you hacked the Instacart account, do you return the card afterward?
Damn you.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.